And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, January the 8th, 2016. It's the birthday of Elvis Presley, born Tupelo, Mississippi, 1935. First performed in public when he was 10 years old, sang Old Shep at a talent contest and came in fifth. The following year, when he was 11, he wanted a bicycle, but his parents were too poor to buy one, and his mother Gladys talked him into a substitute gift, a guitar, which cost $12.95 at the hardware store. Family moved to Memphis when the boy was 13, grew up in low-rent housing, hanging out on Beale Street, hearing the blues, hearing rhythm and blues, went to all-night gospel sings. When he was 18, working as a truck driver, wanted to give his mother a gift, so he stopped by the Memphis Recording Service where you could record your own songs. He had $4, and with that money, he recorded two songs, My Happiness and That's When Your Heartaches Begin. And the man who owned the recording studio, Sam Phillips, heard the recordings and brought the young man back to record some more. It's the birthday of the physicist Stephen Hawking, Oxford, born 1942. Had trouble learning to read, but he was doing very well in science. Went off to Oxford, wanted to study mathematics, but they didn't have a mathematics degree at that time, so he studied physics and chemistry instead. Was fascinated by theoretical physics, went off to graduate school at Cambridge. When he was 21, he was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, degenerative condition. Doctors gave him 2 to 3 years to live, but as it turned out, the disease progressed much more slowly than that, and he was able to do groundbreaking work on black holes and the origin of the universe. The book that most non-scientists know him for came out in 1988, A Brief History of Time, and published a sequel, A Briefer History of Time, a few years later. More than 5 decades after his diagnosis, Hawking, now almost completely paralyzed, is still producing new work, and he is scheduled to record a talk on black holes for the prestigious BBC Reith Lectures this month. It's been postponed, but it's still planned. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, entitled The Cossacks. For Jews, the Cossacks are always coming. Therefore, I think the sunspot on my arm is melanoma. Therefore, I celebrate New Year's Eve by counting my annual dead. My mother, when she was dying, spoke to her visitors of books and travel, displaying serenity as a form of manners, though I could tell the difference. But when I watched you planning for a life you knew you'd never have, I couldn't explain your genuine smile in the face of disaster. Was it denial laced with acceptance, or was it generations of being English, Bronte's Lucy in Villette, living as if no fire raged beneath her dun-colored dress. I want to live the way you did, preparing for next year's famine with wine and music as if it were a 10-course banquet. But listen, those are hoofbeats on the frosty autumn air. The Cossacks, a poem by Linda Paston, from The Last Uncle, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.